from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A special surprise for the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. Thanks for turning it on, leaving it on. Your home of the Dallas Cowboys. The headline from Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, is Cowboys are running out of time to avoid a mess. And there's one line in here that just hit me based upon what I said 24 hours ago, that like the positive influence on my right shoulder wants the Cowboys to win 12 games again and hopefully make it to the NFC Championship game. But with the way that they've handled this offseason, the devil on my left side, and I don't want this as my preference, I want to make that clear, but the left side is like, I just want to see it all burn to hell. I want to see it implode right in Jerry and Steven's face. And I saw this line and I had to hit up Florio as he wrote, all this is potentially going to blow up later this month. So let's talk about the possible blow up and everything else with Mike Florio on the D&M Leasing Hotline, joining us live on Sean and RJ. Good morning. You're not busy? Everyone else taking off? You're not busy this morning doing all your shows?
Well, I'm busy, but just in a different way. Our show's on hiatus. It always is this time of year, but I do my PFTPM podcast in the afternoon. I'm able to sleep in the morning until I wake up. I still wake up at the time my alarm would go off. It's just nice waking up without the alarm going off. So I happen to be sitting here plotting my next piece at PFT when you texted. So I was available to talk. So it's good to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us, brother. All right. Talk about how this whole thing could potentially blow up.
Well, you've got the three guys whose contract situations remain unsettled. And this is the reason why they weren't able to go all in with free agents. They had to figure out Dak's contract first with that $55.4 million cap charge this year and a $54.5 million dead cap charge next year if they don't work something out before his contract voids. As a starter, if they sign him after the contract voids, they go above and beyond 54.5 with whatever cap number he'd have. And then you got CeeDee Lamb at $17.9 million in his fifth-year option, who is not willing to be patient and is reportedly planning not to show up for training camp. That was the thing that really sparked my brain to look at this and say, okay, CeeDee's not going to show up, reportedly. Micah Parsons shouldn't show up at all. And I know he said he's willing to be patient. I don't care what he said. He plays a position that's conducive to injury. If you suffer an injury that falls between career-ending and something he could recover from to the point where he's never the same, that prevents him from ever getting the kind of money he already deserves. The problem is they can't get to him because first they got to get Dak solved, then they got to get CeeDee solved, then they move to Micah. They need to get all three of these done. These should have been done months ago, and it's all potentially coming to a head. If CeeDee holds out and if Micah does what Ezekiel Elliott did 5 years ago, because remember, Zeke showed up for the offseason program in 2019 and then didn't show up for training camp, and it was a surprise. Even though Micah is saying he is willing to wait, maybe between now and July 24, he says, screw that. I want my contract. I'm not showing up. If two of those three don't show up for camp, that's a problem for the Cowboys.
Why not all three do that, though? Like, why strike the numbers, all three just say, hey, look, you're gonna get us all signed or we're all skipping camp?
Well, because Dak doesn't have any reason to skip camp. He's holding all the cards. He's got all the leverage. And all he's got to do is go out and play well this season, and he hits the open market. They can't restrict him. They can't restrain him. He becomes a free agent. And I think at some level they're pondering the possibility of letting him find out what else is out there for 2025 so he'll know that he should take the Cowboys offer after the season ends, if that's where it goes. And I think based upon the fact that we don't have a deal yet, and we didn't have a deal at a time when that cap space would have made a difference because it could have caused CeeDee Lamb to get a new deal, Mike to get a new deal, money left over to sign other players. I feel like this is going to go into next year. There's still a chance they get it done before the start of camp. But if I'm Dak, there's no reason to hold out. I got one more year, and then I go wherever I want to go, even if I end up staying exactly where I am.
How do you think the Goff and Trevor Lawrence deals affect Dak? And do you think we are looking at $60 million a year now?
I don't think it affects Dak because Dak's leverage comes from the fact that he's in the final year of the contract that he signed after the Cowboys dragged their feet for far too long. They should have gotten him signed after his third NFL season. They benefited from the final year of his rookie contract at like, what, $2-4 million, something that was embarrassingly low relative to what Dak had accomplished. And then they got tagged for a year. And then when they tagged him the second time, that's when they finally woke up and realized, wait a minute, we're screwed here because next year he's Kirk Cousins. Next year, the only way to keep him is to give him a 44% increase over his 20% bump from his first year franchise tag. We're not going to do that. We better sign him. And when he did that four-year, $140 million deal with all the triggers in there, with all the things in there that kept them from franchise tagging, that forced them back to the table after 3 years, I remember saying, hey, this is better than Patrick Mahomes' contract. And look where Dak is. And the leverage comes from the contract. The market is the market, as Tua Tagovailoa said a few weeks ago. I think Dak was already in position to get to 60 if he wanted to get to 60 without Lawrence and Goff. Lawrence and Goff getting what they got makes it an even easier argument, but that leverage all flows from the urgency to drop the cap number for this year and next year.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, joining us live on the D&M Leasing Hotline on Sean and RJ. Let me play devil's advocate.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With
Devil's doing fine on his own.
All right, let me play advocate with today's NFL practice rules and the offseason continuing to become less and less important with what the players don't want to do. So what if Micah or Lamb miss training camp? Does it really matter with today's practice rules?
Well, yeah, training camp is the foundation. That's where everything gets up to speed. That's where guys are in shape and ready to go when the season begins. And because of the practice rules, there's a certain baseline you want to have when week one rolls around, because we've seen the first 4 weeks of the season now are almost a continuation of training camp, getting guys into their best possible shape. If you want everyone to be ready to go out of the gates and compete with the Eagles and the Giants and the Commanders in a year where it feels like those other three teams were able to improve, although the Giants, it's arguable whether or not it was a net gain. But for the Cowboys, what have they really done to improve over what they were last year? So it's going to be a challenge, and you don't want to be starting off 1-3 or 1-2 when you could steal a couple of games early that maybe you would have lost if your guys weren't ready to go. So it's always important to have your guys there for training camp. When there's pressure, when there's scrutiny, when there's attention, when Mike McCarthy is in the last year of his contract and Bill Belichick is hovering out there, there's just so many things that are going on for this team right now. They've got to get these contract situations worked out. Micah is a foundational player. on any team in any era, and they need to get that figured out. CeeDee Lamb, I don't know what they want to do long term, but I'm sure they'd like to have him there this year for $17.9 million. And Dak, they presumably want to keep around indefinitely. And the thing about, because I get the argument all the time, just let him go, just let him go, just let him go. Who are you going to replace him with? That's why these quarterbacks keep getting paid, because even though I'll say, well, who are the Jaguars bidding against when they gave Lawrence his contract? Who are the Lions bidding against when they gave Goff the contract? They're bidding against the possibility of being caught with no one.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you have no one? Who do you get? Where do you turn? And you roll the dice in the draft and you hope a guy, you know, look at what happened to the Vikings. Cousins is gone and they got to hope J.J. McCarthy develops. And if he doesn't, where do you go next? And I think the Cowboys want to avoid that. Where do we go next at quarterback?
Mike, have you heard other teams start itching over the possibility of Dak hitting free agency, or too early for that?
Too early for that, but look, there will be plenty of quarterbacks that become free agents after the season. That's become a recent trend for years under the relaxed and almost true free agency rules of the NFL. Veteran quarterbacks who were good enough never made it to free agency. We've seen over the past several years more and more guys hit the market. And I've raised this question with Dolphins fans who are adamant that the Dolphins should break the bank for Tua. And I raised the question with Chris Sims on our PFT Live show before our hiatus. Would you rather pay Tua $50 million a year now or wait until next year and pay Dak $60? And you can make the argument it's better to wait for Dak if you're Miami and pay him and sign him instead of making the commitment to Tua, that Dak in that offense would be far better than Tua has been. So I think teams would be foolish to not be doing their long-term planning. But so much of it depends upon what happens this year. And what happens this year is there's going to be good teams, there's going to be bad teams. And the bad teams are going to be looking for ways to get better. And one way to get better is to get a new quarterback. And Dak is going to be, absent a deal that gets done before the end of the season, Dak is going to be in that mix of potential options for teams looking to improve.
Mike Florio here on The Fan. We've heard conflicting reports now about Mike McCarthy being fed up with Jerry Jones. What have you heard, and what do you make of the stories?
Well, this was one of those things that was said weeks ago, and one of the Twitter bots breathed life into it last week, so I ignored it. And I think when you look at what Tyler Dunn said on a podcast, it wasn't as jarring as the way it was presented by whichever Twitter bot account ended up dusting this thing off. Of course, Mike McCarthy is going to have a certain degree of frustration. He can say, I've won 12 games for the last 3 years. Why don't I have a new contract? Why do I have to go out and sing for my supper? Why do I have to prove myself? Why do I have to coach through this distraction of being a lame duck? There was a time when NFL teams did everything they could to not have a coach in the final year of his contract. Now, those days have ended, but it is a distraction, and it does undermine the authority of the coach. When you get guys in the locker room who are able to look at each other and kind of roll their eyes and say, this guy's gone by next year anyway, who cares what he says? Who cares? He has no power over us. He's getting fired at the end of this season. Or maybe he'll get fired, or maybe he'll be back, or maybe he'll choose to leave. But you don't have that same ability to lead a locker room full of men when you are in the last year of your contract. And I think that's one of the problems here. I think Jerry just should have moved on and gone after Belichick or somebody else. But look, for all the money that Jerry has, there is a strong element. And I think he's great for the NFL, and he deserves his bust in the Hall of Fame. And I think he, as a marketing genius, has raised the league and the Cowboys to unprecedented heights. But, man, can he be cheap. He does not like to pay coaches to not work for him. Are you kidding me? I mean, he does not like to do that. And this would have been the year to make the change. And they clearly thought about it because they issued this statement that we're bringing back the coach. Who does that? What functional organization in the NFL says, oh, yeah, we're not firing our coach? No, they should have. And he should have paid him to go away, so he could have tried to upgrade and hold this team together and improve this team and move forward and try to finally get back to the NFC Championship game after a 29-year absence. That is amazing to me. The fact that the Cowboys played for the right to go to the Super Bowl in 16 of the first 30 Super Bowls, and they've yet to play for the right to go to the Super Bowl in the 28th since then.
Wow.
That's amazing to me.
No, talking about all that, and people are bringing this up on our fan text, you know, are the Cowboys like kind of, I don't want to say purposely trying to blow this thing up, but is there any element to the idea that they don't want this thing, and like you said with Mike, they could have given him a one-year extension or whatever. They don't want this thing to succeed this year, so they have an excuse to make changes and blow it up.
I don't know that. Look, this gets back to the thing that dawned on me as we were trying to decipher what all in means and why they didn't go all in. And I just think at some level, I don't know that Jerry is truly being honest with the fans when he does the whole, you'd be shocked at the size of the check that I would write if it would guarantee a Super Bowl and I want me some glory hole and all the things he's said over the years. Yeah. I think what he ultimately wants to do is keep the Cowboys profile and profitable and look at the value of the team. And they're still America's team, even though they haven't played in the conference championship game since January of 1996. They're still the biggest draw. They're still the team. You know, the Sunday ticket trial, I don't know how much you guys talked about that, but if the NFL's broadcast antitrust exemption ever went away and the teams had to sell their own rights, the Cowboys, and he singled out the Bengals when Jerry testified at the trial, the Cowboys would get dramatically more money than any team. They are the most marketable, profitable, significant brand in the NFL, and he's kept them there without a good football team. I just wonder how much of him and his shtick is the carnival barker outside the big top tent doing a hell of a job getting people to go inside, no matter what the quality of the flea circus is that's going on inside the three-ring circus.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, Football Night in America, joining us with the 6 a.m. Club. I asked you, hey, should we talk about Father of Mine? And you said, no, Son of Mine?
Sequel to Father of Mine coming September 3rd, baby, and it's ready to go. And I remember when I did Father of Mine, I thought, I don't know if this is any good. And I got really great feedback on it. I said, well, I guess it was pretty good. This one, I look at it and I say, this thing is good, baby. It's coming. If you haven't read the first book, read it now. You got a couple of months. And I've written it so it kind of stands alone. So it could be that somebody finds it and reads the second book and says, hey, that was pretty good. I'll go read the first book. But September 3rd, I'll make sure you guys have copies. And I'll make sure I pester you to get me on so I can, you know, get all the Cowboys fans feeling all warm and fuzzy about the chances of the team to finally get back to the NFC Championship.
Thank you, brother. It is a treat to get you on this early, unlike the Super Bowl. So we appreciate you.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, if I was in Las Vegas today, I would not have taken your call. It's all about time zone.
I think your wife.
Jet lag. I've learned that when you have jet lag, you can milk that apparently for like 2 weeks. That becomes an excuse for like 2 weeks now. So I'm all over jet lag.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised your wife didn't block my number herself after we were hanging out in Vegas. Thank you, Mike. Happy 4th, man. You're the best.
All right. See you guys.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Another friend of the show has been banned from Philadelphia because of a concession stand? What happened to the Burger King? Next on Sean and RJ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.